Hey, congratulations for making it this far. We are about two episodes out, right? We have this episode and then one more episode in our series about money and especially helping black men to pay off their debt, start to build a legacy, right? And giving you this execution step to really get debt free, right? Because let me tell you this, there's no way we can talk about investments and anything else until if you have debt. If you have this thing lingering in your back pocket, consumer debt, right? But let's go right into it, right? Last session, we talked about finding a business so you can supercharge making money outside of that time and labor category, right? Instead of just being a W-2 employee, getting a business so that way you're able to make extra money and pay off that debt faster. But today, what I really want to focus on and I want to share with you is that you might have to reiterate this, right? You may have to do this again. And what does that mean? I have been debt-free before. I paid off all my debt, got a credit card that was like $25,000. I had another credit card that was $20,000. I had another credit card for $2,000, another credit card for like $5,000, another one Amex for $10,000, and I went back into debt. Right. And I'm not scared to say that. I'm actually happy to share this with you because what happens is, especially a lot of us, when we get into money, we get out of debt and we start making money, we go ham. Right. Because we just don't have the wherewithal of having money. Right. We're not used to having money. So we think, hey, you know what? If we are so happy about what we got that we forget the journey sometimes. And I totally did. I said, you know what? It's always going to be like this. I'm always going to have money. And instead of keeping on with my good habits, I did a lot of bad habits, right? And I'll talk about becoming a bank in probably the last session. But today, I just want to motivate you and say that, hey, look, if something happens in life and you fall back into debt, don't be discouraged. If you're trying to go on your debt journey and you're paying off debt, but then something comes up. For example, my car broke down in the middle of me trying to pay debt. I was going to work. I just drove my car from Texas to DC, where my family was living at the time, and I drove it all the way there. Then it broke down. $1,500 I had to come out of pocket without working. Remember, I told you I was a server making $32,000 a year. I had to find a job. Luckily, there was a restaurant not too far from my house. Some people say it was really far. It's about five miles away from the house. I walked all the way to the restaurant, and I met the proprietor at the time for Outback, and I told them, hey, you know what, I'd like to be a server, come from Texas, I'm a great server, call them, they'll give you a reference, they'll tell you how amazing I was, right? I was actually the number one server at the time for Red Lobster down in Texas, and I went in there, I demanded the job, but I said, hey, you're gonna give me this job. I knew that I wasn't gonna walk out there without getting a job as a server, and instead of having a car, I used to walk to work. 5 miles there, 5 miles back, and I closed. Right, and I built my money up, paid for my car to get fixed, and then had a car to work. And this is on my way to finally learning about all this stuff, what I'm telling you about. And I was paying all my stuff off. I had so much momentum going into paying everything off, and that hit me. That's life, okay? And I'm gonna tell you this, as a man, no one is coming to save you. You have to save yourself, right? There's this great speech with, I think it was a Georgetown football coach. He's like, you know, you're gonna get hit, you can lie down, you can bleed a while, and that's okay, but you have to get back up. That's the same thing I'm gonna tell you on your debt journey to paying off all your debt and becoming financially independent. You are gonna get hit. Life is gonna hit you every which way. You may have to lay down, you may have to bleed a while, you may even have to cry. You may have to go in the shower, just put the water on and just cry. And that's okay, because I've done that before. But I want you to get back up on the horse, right? There is nothing that you can't do. I've done this before. I will motivate you all the way. Reach out to me if you need a hand or even just a word of encouragement. I know you can do this, right? I don't care what your situation is. I don't care where you are. You can make it out. There's somebody that has been in a way worse situation that made it out, and you can too. All right. As a culture, you have to think, right? Our people were enslaved for over 500 years. And they, even during that time, they learned to read, write. And the same for you. You got to think, we're not enslaved anymore, not in the same bondage style. But still, anything that's happening, I want you to take super, I want you to take the most super accountability that you can, right? And say, no matter what is going to happen to me, I'm going to succeed. I'm going to win. I'm going to make it, right? When I used to play football, I didn't care who I lined up against, but I said, you know what? I'm going to beat you. You could be the number one player in the country. I don't care who you are. I'm going to beat you. I'm better than you, right? One snap at a time. And for you, it's going to be one day at a time. Just pay off this debt. You may stumble. You may fall. You may rack up some more debt, but get back on the horse and keep going with your journey, right? You may have to change your plans a little. You may have to say, you know what? I thought I was going to pay this off next month. Probably have to hold off. I got to shift a little bit. I got to pay this now. Then I can come back and pay this. I may have to find another job. I may have to work overnight over here. Whatever you have to do, but just keep going with this plan, because trust me, on the other side of this, when your credit score is over 800, when you're making over 100,000, and maybe when you have a business, and even if it's not making six figures, but just bringing an extra $500 a month, you are going to feel so much different about yourself. You're going to view the world differently. And I want you on this other side as well. Okay? So, you may stumble, you may fall into overspending again, but just get back on the horse. That's what this episode's all about. All right? It's to encourage you. So, with that being said, go out there, execute, execute, execute. If you have to change plans, that's okay, but get back on the horse. You are going to make it to financial independence. I'm going to see you through it. All right? Peace.